Okay, here we go. So, beautiful ideas. And Chugas Balak, a lunch by Yitzchus Rufusha from Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda ben Rivka, Besoch Shechor Yisrael. You know, I saw a very, very interesting pshat from my Rebbe Rav Baruch Simon Shlita that I would love to share. And I think it's a very interesting mahalak when it comes to Chugas and Balak. Chugas and Balak aren't usually the two parshas that really go hand in hand. Like Vayilachi, Vayakal, Baku, they go together, Matos and Mase. What's the internal connection between Chugas and Balak? So, before we get to Chugas and Balak, we know the Erev Shabbos Parsha Chugas is a very, very special day. And it's not just it's not a happy day, it's actually a pretty sad day. If you look in the Magen Avraham, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei, Rav Avraham Shor writes, in one of his Svarim, he quotes the Magen Avraham, who quotes the Sefer Tanya and Siman Nun Ches, and in the year 1240, that on the Friday, the Erev Shabbos in Sarfas in Paris, 20 to 24 wagon loads of Svarim were burnt. And it's Roy Lechol Bar Yisrael Lefkos Al Shrevas HaTorah Shemikoach Zeh Nimser HaTorah Leklipas HaMokom Yachsu Lanu B'meher of Yemenu. He says at the end of the day, every Baal Ben Torah, every Baas Torah should cry a little bit, should do a little bit of Cheshbon HaNefesh as the Magen Avraham. Because on this day, the Torah was burnt, and the Mesorah of the Torah, giving over the Torah, was in danger. I was thinking about it. At the end of the day, what's the connection of this Magen Avraham to really Rosh Hashanah? So if you actually look in the Shulchan Aruch, I just noticed it this year, this halacha of the Magen Avraham telling us right about this story in France in 1240 is literally the halacha right before Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. And what do you might say, oh, what does that have to do with Erev Shabbos Parsha Chukas? Because it says in the Magen Avraham that they did a Tainas Cholam that says nothing to do with the day. Usually you think Asar B'Teves, Shavas B'Thomas. No, it had to do with Erev Shabbos. Zos Chugas HaTorah, the Targum writes, Dog Zera D'Oraisa, that it was a Gzeir from the Torah that this should happen on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. That has nothing to do with the date of the history of what happened. It has to do with the Parsha, Dog Zera D'Oraisa. But then I was thinking about it. This is literally the second or last halacha right before Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So if this is the last halacha right before Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, there's got to be a connection. It's not just a little stomp. It's not just stomp. So I saw Rav Shor writes a beautiful thing, and they'll connect it to Balak as well. He says, what does Chukas have to do with Rosh Hashanah? He says the story of the Pnei Menachem. Pnei Menachem, the son, one of the Gerar Rebbe's, the son of the Imre Emes, he once asked one of his students, it was Chodesh Talmud, and he asked his student if he got the invitation. And the student said, what invitation, Rebbe? I'm so sorry, I didn't know what is the Rebbe making a simcha. He said, Pnei Menachem says, no, lahazmana ladin. Because we know Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, there's 3 months left to Rosh Hashanah. From Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, you have 3 months to be able to get to Rosh Hashanah. He says, Rav Shor says, you want to know what Dal Gzeir Doraisa means, that the Targum tells us on those old words, Zos Chukas HaTorah? It means that when Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas comes, it's a time to start making a cheshbon nefesh. The time to ramp up and amp up our time for tshuva. To try to see in our lives, in our ben adam l'chavera, ben adam l'makom, how can I be bigger? How can I be better? Says of Shor, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and tonight is Yud Alef Tammuz, it's a time for us to be able to do cheshbon nefesh. How am I going to be better in my learning? How much am I going to be better in my marriage? How am I going to be better with my kids? How am I going to be better treating myself? Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Makom, what about Ben Adam L'Atzmo? Am I going to give myself positive encouragement? Am I going to believe in myself like Rav Tzadok says, you said that the Sefer Torah, Kufn and Dal, the same way you have to believe in Hashem and to believe in yourself? Every single one of us have to take upon this message of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham who writes so beautifully, Sheroi L'Chol Bar Yisrael Lefkos Al Shrevas HaTorah. And Rav Shor says, that doesn't just mean to cry for the Torah, but it means that a person wants to be able to be better. He wants to be Shakua in Torah, he wants to be Shakua in Yiddishkeit. He wants that when it comes tomorrow, Erev Shabbos Chukas, and it comes to Shabbos itself, Chukas Balak, we want to be bigger, we want to be better. But we can't take big steps, we gotta do it little by little. We gotta do it little by little. I remember when I was growing up, I remember going to watch the Yankees. And the Havdil, one of the things they used to do before the games is that they used to have these catches on the side of the dugouts, and all the kids would go down and try to get the ball. Baruch Hashem, we were always very successful getting the balls. Not sure exactly why it was so special, because the players touched it. Nowadays, probably you wouldn't want the players touching because of the coronavirus. No. And what happened was, one of my favorite players' name was Tino Martinez. He would have a catch with Derek Jeter every game. For every game, Tino and Derek Jeter would have a catch. They wouldn't start off from a long distance. They would start off like 5 feet from each other. And then I think it was Jeter who went back a little bit past first base, and then a little past, and then into right field. You do it little by little. And I was always thinking about it in my head, like, what's shot? And then when they came in, they would throw the ball. I think I got one of those balls. Very chashuv. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to anything you do in physical athletics, you have to start off small. And it's the same thing, lahavdil, when it comes to Yiddishkeit. You can't take upon yourself, I'm going to learn the whole Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to learn. It's got to be little by little, step by step. That's what my Rebbe, Rav Simon, always says when it comes to the ramp by the Mishkan. Told us Yaakov Yosef says, there is a ramp. You got to go little by little, every single day with consistency. Some consistency, like you know from next week's Parshas Pinchas, the Karman Tamid. Every single morning, every single day, doing our best. But at the end of the day, Magen Avraham says that Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas is a day of Cheshbon HaNefesh, Rav Shor says. It's a day of understanding. The Pnei Menachem says that it's a day that we have 3 months to go. Tamaz Avin Elul. It's a time to ramp up and amp up our time to think about our lives. Especially with this whole virus thing. It's definitely got us thinking about how can we be bigger, how can we be better. Also, you're going to say, good, Mirzov, how does this have to connect with Parshas Balak? So Rav Simon writes in his Maimer Aleph on Parshas Balak, he quotes the Panim Yafos. Rav Pinchas Levi Horowitz, who is believed he was the brother of Shmuel of Nicholsburg. And he writes a beautiful idea. He says, what is it? Why is it that the beginning of Parshas Balak has to do with the end of Parshas Chukas? The end of Parshas Chukas talks about Sichon and Og, the Machamas of Sichon and Og, the kings. What does that have to do with the beginning of Balak? So the Panim Yafos quotes the Medrash and says that the Melchemes Sichon and Og happened in the month of Elul. The battles of Melchemes Sichon and Og happened in the month of Elul. And you want to know what happened in the month of Tishrei? Balak and Bilam, that whole story, says the Panim Yafos. When did that happen? That happened on Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei. And one of the rites that he brings, the Pasuk says in the Parsha, Lohi bit Avim b'Yakov l'Oram b'Yisrael, Hashem l'Kav Imo, that one of the clothes that was turned into a bracha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu would never see any sin or anything bad in Klal Yisrael. Ayidei Truas Melechbo. What does the Truas Melechbo refer to? That refers to the shofar that changes the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mood from din to racham, and we know Chazal tell us. So at the end of the day, says my Rebbe, Rav Simon, he quotes the Sefer Panim Yafos, you want to know why the end of Balak and the beginning of Chukas are next to each other? Because the story of Bilam, the story I believe, of Sichon and Og happened in El, and the story of Balak and Bilam, happened in the month of Tisha, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. But for us to be able to realize Chukas and Balak, the fact that they are together means that there's a connected message, and I think maybe what the connected message is, it's a time to start thinking about Rosh Hashanah. It's a time to start taking a little bit cheshbon and nefesh. And what greater time to be able to take that little cheshbon on is on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. The day that the Magen Avraham tells us that Roy L'chol Bar Yisrael L'vkos Al Shreifas HaTorah. And Roy L'chol Bar Yisrael L'vkos Al Shreifas HaTorah doesn't mean if you can't physically cry, it means that a person should try to think about how is the Torah going to be bigger and better in my life? How am I going to be a bigger and better Jew? How am I going to be a more self-confident Jew? How am I going to be a more kind and caring Jew? How am I going to be a more patient Jew? How am I going to be a better davening Jew? How am I going to be a better son, a better daughter, a better husband, a better wife? At the end of the day, we can't just come to Rosh Hashanah in 3 months and expect it for us to happen. We know all the rabbis are making all these preparations on how we're going to be able to be Zoche Be'ez Hashem to be able to daven, hopefully all be together in Yerushalayim. But enough with the preparations about the physical, social distance. What about the ruchnius? Are we preparing ourselves? And this is exactly what Rav Shor tells us from the story of Pnei Menachem. When he asked his chassid, "Nu, did you get the invitation?" And the chassid had no idea what he's talking about. He said, did you get the invitation for Rosh Hashanah? Because at the end of the day, the Yom HaDin is coming. The Simcha of the Yom HaDin is coming, but you got to prepare yourself with Hisbonus, with Cheshbon Nefesh, with Mesiris Nefesh, with understanding that it's a time to be able to do Tshuva. And these are the months of Tamaz, Av, and Elul. Elul doesn't just come Stam. They say, Maaser, if you saw Salanter after Yom Kippur, someone asked if you saw Salanter, when's the best time to do Tshuva? And he said, you know, Rabbi Saul Salanter said, you know, it's good to do tshuva in the month of Elul. It's good to do tshuva. Even more pious people do tshuva in the month of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tzar Shemit Tshuva. And most people do tshuva in the month on Yom Kippur. You want to know when real tshuva starts? Real tshuva starts after Yom Kippur. Yud Alef Tishrei. But maybe we could say, maybe on our level, maybe tshuva starts Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. The Hachana maybe for Rosh Hashanah. The Hachana for Rosh Hashanah. To crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu King. to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu king of my life, meaning with my family, to be kind and more patient and caring, and be in my own Avodah Hashem, and my Torah learning, my davening, and my Ben Adam Lamakom, and Ben Adam Lamatzmo, how I view myself. And Be'ez Hashem, if we take these messages of these hidden messages of Rosh Hashanah, the hidden messages of Rosh Hashanah around their parsha, specifically the Magen Avraham, who tells us the Erev Shabbos parsha Chukat, but it's the halacha right before Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. And number two, the story of Rav Shor and the Pnei Menachem, who tells us Chazor Shchodesh Tammuz knew did get the invitation. Number three, and the Panim Yafos, who said, knew, you want to know what the end of Balak and the beginning of the end of Chukas and the beginning of Balak have to do together? Because the end of Chukas had what happened in the Elul, the Medrash says, and the beginning of Balak happened in Tishrei. Uchuas Melechba refers to the shofar. Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we should be Zochav Ezra Hashem, to show the Rabbanu Shalom that we don't need a second wave, Chas V'Shalom. We got the message loud and clear. The louder message, loud, mad, and clear, that there's a creator in the world. And the Rabbanu Shalom, just like he brought all of the virus, he could take it away in an instant. Like the Ish Kodesh says, Shil Malos, Esay Einay Laman Yaman 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 Yaman. Hashem is my helper who created heaven and earth. What does that have to do with anything like Rosh Baruch Hu created heaven and earth? Says the Ish Kodesh, Pizetz and Rebbe, I believe in Shavuos, in one of the years, a beautiful idea. He says, Osei Shemayim V'aretz, the same way that Rabbanu Shalom created heaven and earth with the snap of his fingers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring the Yeshua. Ezumi Yim Hashem Osei Shemayim V'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the salvation keheref ayin, immediately and quickly. Be'ez Hashem, Shemizoch, Be'ez Hashem, with all our Messias Nefesh, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for his nation, for the Klal Yisrael, for ourselves, Be'ez Hashem, with Messias Nefesh, and dedication and loyalty to the Rabbanu Shalom, Shemizoch, to have a good Gaben Shdior, Be'ez Hashem, all to be together in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Good and Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Chukas Balach Shkoich.